The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a plus, good morning, 8 a.m. Central Time here. The Power Mall is now open, to 4 p.m. for those of you who want to call. The magic number, 877-817-9829. I got a couple of economic things to report here before we go back to the phone lines. Thank you for holding. You want to call in 844-769-2944. Calls are stacking up, of course, but hey, we're taking them. Trader Joe's has issued a recall of the company's branded soup. And we're talking about their broccoli cheddar soup. Are you ready for this? It contains bugs. You believe the bugs? Yeah, it has insects in the frozen broccoli florets. Winter Gardens Quality Food. Winter Gardens Quality Foods is the maker. They've issued the recall. Cases with use-by dates between July 18th and September 15th of this year are directly affected. So if you don't want to eat the bugs, yeah, the recall was issued in seven states. 10,889 cases of the bugs in the soup sold across Washington, Florida, Illinois, California, Texas, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. Wow. So don't eat the bugs. Don't eat the broccoli cheddar soup. Yep. It reminds me of the guy that goes into the restaurant. He's sitting there and he orders a bowl of soup and the waiter brings the soup. He calls the waiter back. He goes, "Waiter, taste the soup." He said, "What? Is there something wrong with it?" "Taste the soup." He goes, "Well, was there a fly in it?" "Look, just taste the soup." "Well, there's no spoon." "Aha, aha." There you go. Equity improves for U.S. homeowners as the housing market boom shows signs of revival, believe it or not, according to Adam Data. This is a leading curator, by the way, who I use a lot to discuss land, property, and real estate data. They've issued their second quarter 2023 U.S. Home and Equity and Underwater Report, showing 49% of mortgage residential properties in the U.S. were considered equity rich in the second quarter, meaning the combined estimated amount of loan balances secured by those properties was no more than half of their estimated market values. See, what they really don't report, though, is all those people being foreclosed on right now because property taxes are going up. That's a sad state of affairs in America, folks. They're all the states are raising property taxes. And pretty soon people aren't going to be able, I mean, something's got to give, right? If you're living on a fixed income or you have to work harder or more than one family member's got to go out and work or you got to get creative to figure out a way to make more money to stay in your home, this is why it pays not to have a mortgage. There you have our little tidbits of our economic news. Moving along here, Tim in Michigan, thanks for holding. What say you?
The soup du jour, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, the beef system, I just want to make a quick comment. Taking a chip in your hand is not going to put you in hell. Everybody has a chip in their pocket pretty much right now. It's just that's part of the beef system. And Christ said back in the day when he was there, he said, "Turn the coin over. Is that Caesar? Then render to Caesar what's Caesar's." If you're going to be in that system, don't complain about it once you're in there, is what he was saying, or you get yourself out of that system. But the biggest part, the thing is, that I want to emphasize to people, is that, remember, the Antichrist comes first. And so many people are going to be deceived. And he's going to be promising everybody, you will live, this is the only way out, this is your eternal life, and he's going to promise that you're going to live forever. And I'm sure it's going to have something to do with the vaccine or the latest whatever that will change you so your life will be extended. And that's all I want to push out there. Don't forget, because so many people are going to be deceived when the first one shows up, the Antichrist shows up, because this even the very elect will be wondering. So hang in there, people. And a way to know your congressman or anybody is just ask him a simple question. Is Jesus the Son of God? And Christ told you, if they give that wrong answer, what to think of them. That's how you know.
Yep.
That's all I have for today.
I appreciate it, Tim. Yeah, Watchdog chimed in, too, with a couple. We thank you for that one, too, because that's an interesting one. I don't think a lot of congressmen really want to answer. That's what blows me out, you know, about a lot of those people. They don't want to talk about that. Only when their feet are held to the fire do they actually even mention God. Brady in Vegas, go.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Talking about the mark of the beast, it's actually an invisible mark. Anybody who's been jabbed with the death shots or the clot shots, you've been marked. You got to remember that death jab that they gave everybody, billions of people, was formed by a non-human entity, most likely Satan himself. There you go. So I wanted to talk about the BRICS summit, though, that's going on. But I don't understand why we didn't have any representative from the United States at the BRICS summit. You got all these African nations meeting with the Russian leaders, and all they're talking about is dissing the dollar and joining the BRICS. And
yes,
it's, you got literally with probably by next year, if we're on the air still,
yeah,
you're going to see the dollar probably at 40% of its value, and you're going to be lucky that it's at 40% of its value. So all these people's houses, and you're talking about the housing market and the labor market crashes. Well, when your monetary unit that you use is a dollar, and you have $1 million in the bank, and the dollar is worth zero, you have $1 million worth nothing. Same with your house. Your value of your house is now going to plummet. The economy is going to crash. And you're going to see the biggest wealth transfer ever in the history of the world very, very soon. So you better get your silver shekels ready and all your gold as quick as you can. Get out of every asset that you have in the dollar right now. I don't care if it's in an IRA, a stock, your bank. Keep what you need to pay your bills in the dollar right now. Everything else, invest into the metals market, silver, gold, platinum,
yes.
What it is.
Yeah, this coming
get
from a person who
this
coming from a person that owns a gold and silver store. Yeah, I get it. All right. Yeah, Brady, appreciate your call on that.
I'm not pushing it. No,
I know.
Before I go, Dave, I'm not pushing silver. I'm trying to help humankind. You think I want to see this country go bankrupt?
No, I don't
stupidity?
Think. Yeah, I don't. Brady, I don't think any of us do. The thing is I agree with your assessment of getting out of the markets. I've not been in the markets for years now. And to me, it's a rich man's game, and it's controlled by the rich. And so anybody that stays in here is asking for trouble. I mean, when you see what they're doing with Bankman-Fried and FTX and forgiving him for campaign finance issues, which would literally unzip the flies of a lot of Congress people he gave money to, you know something is up. But the thing is that you're talking about African nations getting together, which generally these nations are much poorer than we are. And Russia is basically trying to get their allegiance in line because, folks, you need to get the Russian rubles. We have digital rubles, comrade. See, I guess this is Russia's way of financially taking over these countries that are underdeveloped and underserved. So they're making them puppets of their own device. And appreciate the call. It's craziness. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. We move on with the news. Reality Labs, the division of Facebook now known as Meta, spearheading the development of virtual and augmented reality technologies for the metaverse, has reported a staggering loss of $3.7 billion in the second quarter, bringing its total losses to over $21 billion since the start of the previous year. Huh. Reality Labs. This is Zuckerberg's money pit. Yeah, you can say anything you want. Zuckerberg's got the money. And I don't know if that's good news or not for a lot of us here. if you're playing on Meta, which is Facebook, you know, when are you going to get off it? A former Tesla employee has released a video showing a Tesla vehicle, are you ready for this, in full self-driving mode running a red light. Yeah, not only do they catch fire, they do stuff like that. The incident raised serious concerns about the safety of the self-driving technology. Jalopnik reports that John Bernal, who previously held the position of advanced driver assistance system test operator at Tesla, was fired last year for posting a video of his private Model 3 Tesla car running into bollards while in FSD mode beta. Tesla stated Bernal had violated the company's social media use standards, leading to his dismissal and revocation of his access to the FSD beta. But the thing is he's now saying full self-driving is what FSD stands for, and they ran the red light. He's showing that these cars are not as safe as people think they are. Tesla's secret team suppressed thousands of complaints, by the way. In March, Alexandre Ponzan set out on a family road trip from Colorado to California in his brand new Tesla. Used a 2021 Model 3, expected to get something close to the electric sports sedan advertised driving range, which is 353 miles on a fully charged battery. What happened? He soon realized he was sometimes getting less than half that much range, particularly in cold weather, such severe underperformance that he was convinced the car had a serious defect. We're looking at the range, you literally see the number decrease in front of your eyes. Ponzan contacted Tesla, booked a service appointment in California. Later, he got two text messages telling him that remote diagnostics had determined his battery was fine, and then, quote, "We would like to cancel your visit." What Ponzan didn't know was Tesla employees had been instructed to thwart any customers complaining about poor driving range from bringing their vehicles in for service. Last summer, the company quietly created a diversion team in Las Vegas to cancel as many range-related appointments as possible. Wow. Yep. The service centers are inundated with appointments from owners who wanted better and expected better performance based on the company's advertised estimates. You see, this is what wrecks companies that do this kind of thing. I told you, we're about 30 years out, 30 years away, 30 years in the future of having perfected anything that will help do anything to affect climate change. What we need to do is stop this gobbledygook going on in the atmosphere with geoengineering. And before we go back to the phones, because the lines are open, NSA, we're talking about NASA rather, and DARPA, and have been listed Lockheed to build a nuclear-powered spacecraft. This is NASA's ambitions to speed up space travel, about to go nuclear. Joining in a joint project with DARPA, found a builder for an experimental nuclear thermal rocket vehicle, or XNTRV, Lockheed Martin, just so you know. Far less propellant would be needed to do things like transport supplies to the moons or further to Mars. Elon Musk, meanwhile, has put the brakes on CISA censorship. On July 1st, he announced new limits to the number of Twitter posts users could view in one day. That resulted in pushback. A lot of people say the move is actually a major win for your privacy and online freedom. Musk stated the view limits were applied to address extreme levels of data scraping and system manipulation. That's why we put this under surveillance state. The lack of viewing limits on Twitter allowed censorship entities to scrape massive numbers of tweets so they could quickly and comprehensively control public conversations online. The limits cut off intelligence agencies' censorship Death Star AI at the knees. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. I've been meaning to call you. I've been using that Black Seed capsules for a couple months now.
Yeah,
I really do think I have a better digestion, a little bit of better improvement in my health. And I didn't want to forget to say that.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm glad it's working.
Yeah, and then I listened to a couple Cincinnati games just to distract myself recently in the weeks past here. And this last week, they had games up in Milwaukee at night, and the broadcasters were saying that the smoke was pouring into the stadium. And these are night games, and I wonder. I don't see any news stories about the big surge in firefighters to fight the fires in Canada. Have you heard anything about this? Because we're being piled up with smoke week after week. Yeah. And
George was reporting in Canada that they, you know, allegedly RCMP arrested 46 people. Now I got to wonder, maybe if they were fire starters or arsonists, that's one thing. We wouldn't know about it. But the fact that they're letting it burn must tell you something. Obviously, it's going to affect your health. And that's one of the reasons probably why you continue to see smoke pouring into the U.S. They want to make people sick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what's going on there, but boy, you think if we had a fire like that going in this country, it'd be in the news every day, everywhere.
Sure, it would. It always. It's a good thought, because that's what, you know, we fight fires like that when we hear about it. You see wildfires in California, and they're fighting them, and we get day to day reports when wildfires break out, but not this one.
Yeah, and it, this is. I don't even like to talk about this much, but all this trans information and all, I was listening to some brothers talking on a Christian talk thing, and they're talking about people that have had their sexual reassignment surgeries. I think that there really should be done something like a 60-minute expose or more done on showing just the exact things that are done by these Frankenstein doctors to people for changing male to female, supposedly, or male, female to male. I think it would really stop a whole bunch of this horror story happening, Dave. Do you?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean,
they're horrible things that are done to these people. Horrible.
Yeah. I know. And I've made light of some of it, but I mean, it's not funny, you know, because I'm sitting there talking about, you know, how they're going to actually, you know, like what Elliot, this is what he calls himself now, Ellen Page. I got to wonder why, you know, this beautiful lady did what she did and turned into Elliot. She is going to come to regret it at some point in time, even though she says, oh, I feel free. She's also being threatened. Part of the problem is when you're outed, you know, it's one thing, but when you actually go to the extreme that what you're talking about, people are finding out the hard way. They think it's wonderful because it's being glamorized by the Frankenstein industry, as you pointed out so eloquently. The thing is that when they are exposed to this kind of thing, what they don't understand, and all these people like the woman surgeon in Trinidad, Colorado, that has been in the news that does this a lot, and now all these college universities are finding, oh, here's an interesting way to make money, because that's what it's all about, keeping these institutions alive and kicking. We know that. So they're catering to young kids. Britain has even admitted that young kids are getting more and more of the stuff done. They're doing more SRS surgeries to younger children. So the bigger picture is they're getting money because of it. And it's, you know, they're benefiting, but what they don't understand, and I think you're right about the 60-minute video, I think that, you know, they need to sit in front of one and watch the surgeon explain exactly what he's doing. Now, some people are going to go, oh, that's so cool. But then when you talk to the person who had it done and they're in constant pain for the rest of their life, they can't have an orgasm because all of that has been, the nerves have been neutralized in the process of trying to form a vagina that has to be constantly plugged up with something to keep it open. And what happens when it closes up and you can't go pee? I mean, this is what people don't understand. And I think you're right, Kevin. These people need to watch these videos. And that what they really need to watch is the horror stories of all the botched surgeries and things that have gone wrong, and need to understand the statistics are very high in the rate of suicides of people that have had it done.
Yeah, to make male parts, they take a forearm part off the person and piece off the thigh muscle, and they put a PVC tube down it and call it a male member. You know, all this. It's just a horror story. We shouldn't talk like this. Hey, can I give a positive plug about a store? Just real quick. I got me a couple times I've gone to a pulp juice store in town. Just right. Getting something quick to have. And they saw I was wearing one of these Vietnam vet hats, right? And a young lady says, well, you get the military discount. And I said, well, good. And I said, how much is that? She said, 50%. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Give me 50% discount for a real good drink.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, yeah, there you go.
That's their policy, which I guess that's pretty cool, honoring their military, and thank you for your service. You know, but this is, I don't know that that's to the extreme. I think it's totally cool that they're doing that. So I guess they love their country.
But, you know, that's really Bob Evans and them. They give you like 10% all the time, but 50%. Wow. Well, thanks, Dave. God bless you.
I appreciate it. God bless you too, sir. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your drinks. Yeah. Gotta have that juice. 22 minutes after the hour of 8 AM. Now, if you've been paying attention to anything coming out of the White House, and now I can generalize the term when I say the White House, because the story is such, according to the White House, I have to assume it's their press secretary, the Shirley Temple wannabe on a, you know, bad hair day. Biden has decided that he's going to institute new steps to help Americans face the existential threat of climate change and extreme heat. And of course, here's the gobbledygook. This is the propaganda at its finest. He says, we want the American people to know help is here and we're going to make it available to anyone who needs it. Speaking in a summer of record-breaking temperatures in the U.S. and globally, we want the American people to know help is here and we're going to make it available to anyone who needs it. New measure shields workers from high temperatures, improves weather forecasting, strengthens access to drinking water, and otherwise improve heat resilience. He didn't declare a climate emergency or address the need to phase out planet heating fossil fuels. No, he didn't do that. Yeah, so like, what are you going to do? See, this is all political malarkey. And if you buy into that stuff, no. President said the U.S. Forest Service is going to award more than $1 billion in grants to help cities and towns plant trees so families have a place to go cool off. Oh, well, gee, that's great. Like blotting out the sun. What are you going to do, Biden? Fly by night? Is that how you're going to do it? Yeah. Good luck with that. Tree coverage can help lower temperatures in urban areas by more than 15 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, that's great, Joe. But the problem is, if you're planting trees, that means they're young and it takes years to grow. Like, that's going to help. There's your raspberry for the day, Biden. What an idiot. Darlene in Indiana, how are you?
That's too good. Hey, I got Weston Price's Wise Tradition Summer 2023, which anyone can access on the internet. And Naomi Wolf is in there with a podcast, of course, exposing more of the Pfizer document analyst reports. And it's excellent, of course. But also in here is something that was released by Robert Kennedy. And he said it was a military project from the beginning and that military contractors created the vaccine or the jab or whatever you want to call it, and Pfizer and Moderna were paid to put their name on it.
Yep, I would believe it.
And that's page 62.
Yep. Uh-huh. Well,
so
you know, there is... Darlene, do you remember the DOD grant that was issued back in 1970 by the Department of Defense? It was a $10 million grant, and Senator Patrick Leahy was on the committee that approved that in the appropriations budget, and that was for the creation of the AIDS virus in a lab at Fort Detrick.
I don't remember that, but I remember the AIDS virus. I remember Fossey because my brain kept registering bad whenever I heard his name at the beginning.
Yeah. You're right about that. Any other news from the Hoosier State?
I went back to my bookcase and I found it, but nobody would listen, you know?
Yeah, of course not. Now they're paying for it.
Unfortunately, yes. And you know, we don't even know how many we're going to lose from the shedding part. That, I mean, if you're looking at 220 million plus shedding, you just go, my.
Yeah, you really got to.
But China wants our dirt, and I think that's the main thing, because China's involved in here, too, of course.
Yep. Agreed.
And you I had a gut feeling 2 years ago we were being sold out. But also, 2024, next year, is when we're really supposed to see some casualties out of this. And I just wonder if we're not going to have an invasion, because you know the logistics of taking care of sick and dying people. It's just awful.
It is. But the thing is, when you're doing that, you're not paying attention to what's really going on.
Absolutely.
It's a detraction or distraction. I mean, it's a weapon of mass distraction because you're taking care of all the sick and the dying. Everybody's paying attention to that. And nobody's paying attention to the bigger rope-a-dope, which is an invasion, which is a possibility. So, I don't know. To me, remote is good.
I just want to mention it again. Pfizer document analyst report book. There's a book out on it, so
from Dr.
I don't
Naomi
think it's
Wolf.
Been hit hard enough.
Yep, I agree. We've had her on the show before, and I'm glad we did because
she explained
it. No, I know,
but this is it's even more juicier than the last time she was on your show.
Wow. Well, I guess we'll have to get her back on again. I guess we'll have to get her on again.
But
alrighty,
I would imagine
darling.
She's in high demand now.
I would imagine she is too, but hey, that's all right. I got her number.
She does a good job, though, boy. She really does.
She does. You know, even if she's of Democratic persuasion, she's entitled to that. But she is a constitutionalist. I think she and Kennedy have a lot of great ideas, not necessarily that everybody agree with, but, you know, they have the right and they understand what the First Amendment of the Constitution entitles you to have. So God bless
Absolutely.
You and have yourself a wonderful weekend. You too. All righty. We're coming up with a break. E-bikes. You ever heard of those? Bikes that are working off of lithium-ion batteries? There's an early morning fire at an e-bike store in Lower Manhattan that left four dead, caused by those batteries, according to the fire commissioner. Like I said, we're 30 years out from making anything productive involving battery like that. Except for Lion Energy. I think they got a handle on this. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the bottom of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Stay with us. Power Mall's open.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Yes, friends. And you are my friend. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. You really feel good? Ha ha, little plastic Ono band here. Get you supercharged. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us for this final segment, of course, 33 minutes after the hour. Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829, if you want to place your orders by phone. Otherwise, you go to thepowermall.com. So it's the Power Mall is now open. So Power Hour J standing by. Global warming activism has targeted the giant global livestock industry and 1.3 billion people. Combined together, meat, dairy, and eggs make up nearly 18% of the average person's diet. But see, as the visual capitalist Pallavi Rao details in an article that we're including on our email blast, in order for these meat and animal products to get to consumers, a vast global livestock industry, once supporting the livelihoods of 1.3 billion people globally, operates in fields and farms largely unseen from major cities. So where are the various types of livestock concentrated in the world, and how do national consumption habits influence animal husbandry? Well, there are maps by Adam Symington to help answer the questions, and that's on the email blast as well, using Gridded Livestock of the World database from the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, if you believe it, models livestock densities from 2010 around the world. Well, things change, especially when you got countries trying to shut down beef production, closing dairy farms, trying to starve people, So, you know, like I said, this is what the global warming activism is targeting, so you know. Now, there's some other things that we're going to get to before I talk about the gardening, farming, and homesteading aspects of survival here. Nearly a half a million people, we're talking about up to 450,000 Americans, according to the CDC. Now, this is, you take it for what it's worth. They may have been affected, all right? So don't let this go to your head. This is more fear-mongering by the CDC. I'm just letting you know what's out there so you can evaluate, put the thinking cap on, because they're saying that up to, they don't have an exact number, they don't know. They just pulled something out of their butt, and this is what they're saying. Up to 450,000 Americans may have been affected by a potentially life-threatening red meat allergy caused by ticks, as many doctors remain unaware of what it is or how to treat it. So here's the thing. New reports come out yesterday. CDC says between 96,000 and 450,000 Americans. What's with the spread? What's with the spread? 96,000 and 450,000. That's a big, big difference, isn't it? And since 2010, may have been affected by what's known as alpha-gal syndrome, known as a red meat allergy or tick bite meat allergy. Stems from alpha-gal, a sugar molecule not naturally present in humans. Instead, it's found in meat, including pork, beef, rabbit, lamb, and venison, as well as products made from mammals, including gelatin and milk products. And of course, available in today's newsletter, we have an interview with Dr. Cass Ingram, the author of Lyme Disease Cure, taking the sting out of summer naturally. Forget toxic sprays for mosquitoes, ticks, fleas, and mites. Spice oils offer non-toxic protection and relief from biting insects of all types. We have the Orega spray, an all-natural insect repellent for those of you who want to shop the Power Mall and you want a natural insect repellent. It's called Orega spray. It's in a 4-ounce, got oregano in it. Oh, that'll drive them away. So that's in your email blast. See, there's all sorts of reasons why to go on thepowerhour.com and subscribe. That is if you have the internet. I know a lot of you don't. That's why we're trying to bring it up. So maybe if you get to the library at some point, you can log on and look for it. So take notes. People who carry a gene that's associated with Alzheimer's disease may lose their sense of smell long before memory and thinking problems occur, according to a new study. This early sign of potential dementia is not seen in people who don't carry this gene called APOE4, according to researchers in the journal Neurology. Testing a person's ability to detect odors may be a useful way to predict future problems with cognition, according to researcher Dr. Matthew Goodsmith at the University of Chicago. Reports of stomach paralysis from weight loss drugs. Now we're talking about people who are jumping on that bandwagon, taking Ozempic or Wegovy. They're reporting life-altering side effects after using these drugs. Severe gastroparesis or stomach paralysis, which their doctors believe may have resulted from or been exacerbated by taking Ozempic. Clinical vomiting syndrome. This makes sufferers that have taken Ozempic and Wegovy throw up several times a day, causing emotional as well as physical distress. People also say they're experiencing other stomach ailments such as nausea after taking the drugs. According to CNN, the diabetes drug Ozempic and its sister drug for weight loss Wegovy are made up of the same medication, semaglutide. These drugs and others in that family like tirzepatide and liraglutide work by imitating a hormone naturally made in the body, GLP-1. This hormone shows the passage of food in the body, but if the stomach slows down too much, there could be problems. That's why we're putting out the warning. Dave in New York, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning. When you mentioned the tick, I was on a national radio program when Bill Gates came out with Beyond Meat, and I mentioned the Lone Star tick. It wasn't from Texas, but it was coming up the East Coast. And, I was in a...
You're breaking up there, Dave. We can't hear you.
okay, there's a kid came into the waiting room of a hospital, and he had been shot in a hunting accident, and I looked at his arm, and that was meat. Okay, if we're allergic to meat, we're allergic to ourselves. Now, I don't know if that would bring on lupus-type symptoms or not, but, you know, it's one of those Frankenstein ticks that, you know, have been manufactured, and, you know, they will do what they do, you know, to you and me and everybody else. I'm a little concerned about encephalitis. That's a really bad one when those mosquitoes get you, but they've got vaccine versus via mosquito now.
Yep.
Can I make just one more comment about today's news and Dianne Feinstein, you know, taking a vote or giving her answer to a vote or whatever, and she has to be told what to say. And then, you know, obviously we've got the other guys with the brain freeze and all stuff going on. And, you know, what a fine statement for the United States leaders that, you know, they can't even walk without walking into a wall or up and down stairs.
I know, all this stuff going on.
And one other thing, this is trivia, and I want you to think about this. You know what the answer now. But you hear about your desert island album, if you had to take music with you and you could only have one or two albums, what would you take with you? But the most important one is, what year did the United States military and Michael Aquino legalize the Church of Satan in the military? I want to know that one. I think that really stuck their finger in God's eye.
Oh, yeah, they probably did. So there's another thing that people can go research. We appreciate your input this morning, Dave. Thanks for chiming in. Moving along here, Randy Meisner, a founding member of the Eagles, has passed away at the age of 77, according to the band. Died Wednesday night in Los Angeles of complications from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That's COPD, for those of you who know what it is. It could have been from smoking. We don't know. And Kris Kristofferson wrote a poem, because this is Feel Good Friday. I want to chime in on this one. And he wrote it because of the issues involving the death of Sinead O'Connor, who died at 56. Now, whether she got the jab, whether her son got the jab, because he died in January, we don't know. They don't want to talk about it. But Kris Kristofferson decided to write a poem, and I thought it was eloquent enough that I posted it on the email blast. I'm going to read it to you here if you don't get it. I'm singing this song for my sister Sinead concerning the god-awful mess that she made. She told them her truth just as hard as she could. Her message profoundly was misunderstood. There's humans entrusted with guarding our gold, and humans in charge of saving of souls. And humans responded all over the world, condemning that bald-headed, brave little girl. And maybe she's crazy, and maybe she ain't, but so was Picasso, and so were the saints. And she's never been partial to shackles or chains. She's too old for breaking and too young to tame. It's asking for trouble to stick out your neck in terms of a target, a big silhouette. But some candles flicker and some candles fade, and some burn as true as my sister Sinead. A little poem there for her by Kris Kristofferson, just so you know. They knew each other. Amazing how that works, huh? The truism. Now I want to move along into the gardening, farming, and homesteading category for those of you who want some solutions about stuff. You like brown eggs? Well, we've got some interesting stories here about golden comets, chickens that were developed in the 1950s by crossing a New Hampshire rooster with a white Plymouth Rock hen. The result was a bird that's known for its golden red feathers, friendly personality, and high egg production. Golden comet. These birds are known to lay up to 300 brown eggs a year, making them a popular choice for those who want to raise chickens for egg production. Additionally, golden comet chickens are known for their docile nature, which makes them a good choice for families with kids or for those who are new to keeping chickens. The Golden Comet is a hardy breed that can adapt to a variety of climates. It's still important to provide them with proper care and nutrition. The birds thrive on a diet of high-quality chicken feed, supplemented with fresh fruits and vegetables. With proper care, the Golden Comet chicken can provide families with a steady supply of fresh eggs and a friendly, easy-to-raise backyard pet. Because they'll stay with you, and I don't know about trimming the flight feathers. I know a lot of you do that, especially if you free-range, because you don't want your birds flying away, becoming somebody's dinner table item. And have you ever thought about raising geese? Yeah. Once upon a time, the author said she would have never have had pigs or geese. And of course, now her stance on pigs has turned around 180 degrees. Now she's a huge advocate of having pigs on the homestead. I'm sorry, I can't deal with the smell. I won't do it, especially with pork. Nope, not going there. I even American guinea hogs like she's got, but geese, now this is a whole new thing. Kirsten Lee Nielsen's have his book out. It's a new book called The Modern Homesteader's Guide to Keeping Geese. And of course, this author that of the new story we put on our email blast wrote, read the book. And sadly, she had previously bought in the notion geese are mean and attack people. Luckily, learning fairly quickly, that was a myth. Now, I will say this about geese. One thing I do know is that they like to leave pretty designs on your patio if you let them wander around your property and you don't contain them. Geese also like water. And if you live near a lake or a pond or any place like that, and they like to inhabit those places because they use it to keep themselves clean. If they fly away, they could also end up on somebody else's dinner table because geese are very tasty. You ever had a goose, Christmas goose? Yep. Hey, I just went out and shot me one of these goose. I think that's the neighbors. Oh, shoot. Quick, let's cook it. Yep. They won't miss it. Yeah, you think? Yeah. We also have a story on our gardening, farming, and homesteading section on 7 tips for success with a farm dog. Many people think a dog is a dog, but when it comes to working dogs on farms, nothing could be further from the truth. Just as you would never hire an unqualified person to do a job in an office, you should not get an unqualified dog to do a job on your farm. You might laugh at the idea that a Chihuahua could herd sheep. Plenty of people have gone to the local animal shelter to get a large dog to guard their livestock. The results can be anywhere from merely disappointing to completely devastating. Just as every dog cannot herd sheep, many dogs have no interest in guarding livestock. Some will even kill or injure them. Many dogs will chase in an attempt to play with the chickens, ultimately causing their death. I'm talking about the bird's death, because the dog stresses the chicken. They don't understand. They just want to play, right? Just so you know, that's why we put these articles out there. Renowned physicians and members of Congress are gathering at the Supreme Court with 100,000 petition signatures demanding an investigation into Fauci and the government's misdealings and corruption during the COVID-19 pandemic. They want to see Fauci hang. I really believe it. It's time for the reckoning, they say. If you're going to do this, we're going to present allegations and evidence. Millions of innocent people harmed and killed by the lockdowns, hospital protocols, which they still are, and experimental injections, which was deliberate. I think all of us know that the DOD had a hand in it. So all of you who are in denial out there, I'm sorry about that. That's part of cancel culture. We ramp up cognitive dissonance and make you think everything is fine. Tune out all that bad news and just do what we tell you. What the mainstream media tells you, what social media tells you, because we have customized it. In other words, they've censored it to tailor our own narrative. So you buy into this after hearing it enough times and your cognitive dissonance goes to hell in a handbasket. And you start behaving like we want you to behave. We want you to tear up your family unit and get into arguments with your loved ones. We don't want you to procreate. We want you to go to bed mad at each other. Yeah, God says one thing, we say something else. A veteran teacher, by the way, was fired by a private Christian school in Texas for attending a drag show on her own time and posting about it on social media. Now, why would you do that? Drag performances have become a very popular recent target for numerous Republican-controlled states that have proposed or enacted laws restricting or criminalizing such shows. For example, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed into law last month a bill that outlaws drag performances in the presence of children. So why would you, as a veteran teacher in a private Christian school, go to a drag show and post about it on social media? Again, Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does. You get what you get. Go woke, go broke. Here's some good news. I should have put this under good news instead of cancel culture. The Emmys, you know, this is the Emmy Awards, this year are likely to be postponed to next year due to the Hollywood strikes. Well, there's something else we don't have to worry about, watching the Emmy Awards. All these pompous butt kissers out there that think they're all that and we're nothing. I'm in Hollywood. I get paid more money than you do, so. Yep. Yeah, the telecast, according to Fox, they're planning to move it to January of next year. The Emmys, which are the highest honors in television, were originally slated to air on 18 September. So the January 2024 date is contingent on a resolution to disputes between the studios and the guilds before then. So under pet news, we have an article about how to keep your dog safe at the beach. Now, you got to understand that bringing regular drinking water is hugely important because dogs can get sick from drinking salt water and get sunburned. You need shade for the dog as well as water. Don't think you're going to take your dog to the beach on a leash and run. You know, I know a lot of you may do that in the morning when it's cool, if you live on the coast and you can take your dog out to run in the water. That's cool. You just don't let him drink it. So there's a little pet news there on our specific email blast you're going to get. Three U.S. Marines, by the way, that were found dead inside a parked vehicle at a North Carolina gas station over the weekend died from carbon monoxide poisoning, according to the Pender County Sheriff's Office. It looks like that was a suicide pact that they did. A North Dakota woman is accused of slapping her baby in the face repeatedly and recording it, according to Valley News Live. In North Dakota, Fargo resident Macy Bellicourt arrested this last week facing charges for child abuse and drugs. A man called up the cops saying she had sent him videos of her slapping the baby. The man showed the videos to police. And of course, police did the right thing. Wow. Wow. That just, I mean, amazing. And then you go send the videos to people. What a nincompoop. Tom in Ohio, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, those Golden Comets, those are some great chickens. That everything you read about them is true. They do produce a lot of eggs.
Do you have some?
Not right at the present time. I used to have them, and you got more eggs than you could ever eat. But, yeah, they're great chickens. But hey, it's all about, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just saying it's good that you have that back channel information. We always appreciate hearing it.
How far the corruption goes. A friend of mine hit $1,000 on the lottery tickets. Well, she went to cash it in and you got to fill out some paperwork for tax on it. And she owed some money on a hospital bill. So they just decided, well, no, we're not giving you any money. We're going to apply that to your hospital bill.
Ouch.
Yeah, isn't that, you know, where's due process? You know, we keep talking about the Constitution, and the rule of law, and all that. There is no law. The only law is, comes from the...
Yeah. Tom, I got to... Oh, man. What a story. Here's the thing. She bought a lottery ticket, which is sanctioned by the state, and obviously the fact she owed the medical bill was in the system, and if they were trying to garnish your wages, that means from any and all sources, and here you have a lottery ticket that's basically owned by the state. You took the risk. You played it, and now they took it to pay a medical bill. Yeah, due process. I get that, but see, if they've got a garnishment order out, remember the old saying, Tom, possession is 9/10 of the law. Oh, my. Have a great weekend, Tom. We appreciate you. We're out of time for today. And, of course, as always, we will join you again next Monday for more of the Power Hour. In the meantime, go shop the Power Mall. They're now open, 877-817-9829. Have yourself a blessed weekend. God bless you, and God bless what you can defend of the rest of what's left of the United States of America. See you later.
And the lover of my soul, Creator God, He's Yahweh. Great I am, He's Yahweh. The Lord of all, He's Yahweh. Cause of Sharon, He's Yahweh. Righteous Son, He's Yahweh. The Three in One, He's Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.